Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's Steelers fans coming out the wazoo. Right now we're in a coastal town called Dalkey, not too far from Dublin. It was about a 25-minute train ride. And the city of Dublin itself is just head-to-toe, wall-to-wall, Steelers, Vikings, NFL stuff. And let me tell you guys something. The number of Steelers fans dwarfs the number of Vikings fans. At least, what is it, Thursday? I mean,
really?
Through this point in the week, there are so many Steelers fans here. And we've seen Vikings fans, like, interspersed, but it's definitely looking like it's going to be a Steelers home game on Sunday.
What's your vibe? Now, you got the vibe of the atmosphere and the people, and you're having a good time, and you'll have a good time tomorrow as well, maybe watch some college football games. But what's your vibe right now on the Steelers winning the football game? What's the vibe around whenever you're talking to Steelers fans there about the Steelers' chances of beating the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday?
It's funny because whenever I left on Wednesday, I said, yeah, I think the Vikings are going to win like 28-17 or something. I'm all for the vibe now, baby. The Steelers are winning this ball game. You're going to have like 65,000 Steelers fans there. And why would you come all this way, Aaron Rodgers, if you're not going to win this football game? I do think Steelers fans are pretty optimistic. The Vikings fans that we've talked to don't really know what to expect out of Carson Wentz. They didn't really think he did all that much last week, and he didn't need to. He might not need to in this game, but the vibe over here is people are drunk off of Guinness, and they're drunk on their Pittsburgh Steelers. And it's like a bowl game kind of atmosphere, you know, where like
yeah.
There's a ton of fans of the opposing team, but then there's a bunch of your guys around, and it's a destination. It's been super cool. And in our hotel, how about this? Jerome Bettis, Mark Bruner, talked to Mark Bruner for a little while. I mean, he's coming out here to see his son play, which is nuts because he played in 1997 when the Steelers played that preseason game in Dublin. And then Ike Taylor, James Ferrier, they're all up in the same hotel as us.
Nice.
And Bompiani,
oh,
who's
nice.
The biggest star out of all of them.
Nice, nice. So take me through the flight experience. Like, how did your flight go? Did you sleep? Did you watch a movie? Did you have any beverages? Did you talk to people? What was your flight experience like, and was your anxieties through the roof?
The anxiety wasn't too bad because I had a couple of Jamesons before the first flight.
Yep.
And then, I mean, I followed the Doran advice. He said, don't go with the beer, go with the liquor because you don't want to get up and pee the whole time, but you want to take the edge off. I took the edge off. The flight to Chicago felt like it lasted 7 seconds. And then the flight overseas was a long one, but I wound up actually falling asleep listening to some 93.7 The Fan podcast. Not that the station put me to sleep, but that's how I was entertaining myself. And then I watched A New Hope.
Oh, nice. Good. Well, I'm glad that you had a good experience, man. Like, you know, we were worried about you back here, and we didn't think that you were going to make it mentally. But it seems like you're in good spirits. One last question for you. If Broderick Jones, if he has a bad game, do you think the Steelers will bench him and put somebody else in at left tackle outside of the bye week?
That's a great question, man, because this is sort of after game one. I remember we were talking that this would be the time. Like, if he continues to struggle right before the bye week, like you get 2 weeks to prepare somebody else, maybe that's when you do it. And I would have thought that they wouldn't do it. But the more I think about it, I mean, if he goes out and he plays terribly against what is a great Vikings front and a tremendous scheme, if he plays poorly, they've already made a couple of changes. I mean, Cole Holcomb played instead of Wilson. I'm not drunk now, I promise. I'm just as windy as hell. It's too early to drink already. So they've made changes like that already. So if your 41-year-old quarterback's taking hits routinely, you got to do what you can to keep that guy upright. If he has a bad game, yeah, I think you do it, man.
I agree. They have Andrus Peat. They have Calvin Anderson. They have some other players that maybe could serve for that opportunity to take over that left tackle spot. All right, Crowley, get back to the festivities. Have fun.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.